Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening from around the world. Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you tuned in today. Take a deep breath, settle your heart, and let's step into today with purpose. Today's topic is faith that is not shaken. Our Bible text today is from James chapter 1, verse 6 to 8, which says, "But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." And also from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28, "Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace." In his book, A Long Obedience in the Same Direction, pastor and author Eugene Peterson wrote about visiting a coastal village where homes were built on rock foundations because storms regularly battered the shore. The villagers didn't panic when storms came, they expected them. They didn't wait for the storm to start building strong foundations. They prepared long before the winds arrived. When storms hit, houses built on sand shifted, but the houses anchored into bedrock. They stood. The storm revealed the foundation. Isn't that how life works? Cancer diagnoses, job losses, unexpected disappointments, relationships under strain, dreams delayed. The shaking doesn't create your faith, it reveals it. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 25, "Whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock." Notice the storm came to both houses. Faith that is not shaken is not the absence of storms. It is the presence of a solid foundation. Today, we're talking about a faith that stands firm, even when everything else is shaking. Let me ask you, what has been shaking around you lately? Is it your finances, your confidence, your plans, or your peace? Just be honest with yourself. Because here's the truth. If your faith is built on feelings, it will shake. If it's built on circumstances, it will shake. If it's built on people, it will shake. But if it's built on the unchanging word of God, it cannot be shaken. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 10 says, "Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken." Did you hear that? Mountains can move, economies can shift, opinions can change, but God's love is unshakable. Let's look at the secret of unshakable faith. Unshakable faith is not loud faith. It's not emotional hype, the steady trust. The Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 to 9, "We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed." But because Paul's faith wasn't in outcomes, it was in God's character. Can I encourage you this morning? When you don't understand what God is doing, trust what you know about who He is. Because He is faithful, He is good, He is just, He finishes what He starts. Philippians 1 verse 6. As you go today, I prophesy over your life. What tried to shake your peace will not shake your purpose in Jesus' name. And what tried to discourage you will not derail your destiny. The winds may blow, but you will stand in Jesus' name. The storm may roar, but your foundation is secure in Christ. You are not fragile, but you are founded in the name of Jesus. Because Psalm 62 verse 6 says, "He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved." Say that in your spirit right now. I shall not be moved. Time for reflection. Ask yourself, have I been reacting to storms more than responding in faith? What foundation am I truly standing on? Do I run to God first or panic first? Be encouraged. If you've felt shaken lately, it doesn't mean you're failing. It means God is strengthening your foundation. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10 says, "After you have suffered a while, he will perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you." That word, settle you, means to make you immovable. Actions for the day. Today, anchor your faith intentionally. Before reacting to anything stressful, 1. Pause. 2. Pray. 3. Declare a scripture. When fear whispers, answer it with truth. If anxiety says, "What if it fails?" respond with Romans 8 verse 28. All things work together for good. Build your foundation daily, not occasionally. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Wherever you are, let's declare this together. My faith is anchored in God. I am not moved by what I see. I am not shaken by what I feel. God is my rock, my refuge, and my strength. Today I stand firm, confident, and victorious. Nothing shall separate me from the love of God. I walk in unshakable faith, and I'm victorious in Jesus' name. Say it one more time. Today I stand firm, confident, and victorious. Nothing shall separate me from the love of God. I walk in unshakable faith, and I'm victorious in Jesus' name. Feel that strength rising in you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for being our unshakable rock. When life trembles around us, steady our hearts, O Lord. Strengthen our faith. Remove fear, doubt, and instability. Establish us in your word. Today, let every listener walk in divine confidence, supernatural peace, and unwavering trust in you. Protect their day, guide their decisions, and let their faith shine boldly. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. As you go into today, remember, storms don't define you, your foundation does. If this devotional blessed you, share it with someone who needs steady ground today. Let's help someone else build faith that is not shaken. This is the Winning Everyday Podcast, where we win, not occasionally, but every single day through Christ. Have a powerful and faith-filled day.
You're tuned into the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise.